Good evening, everybody. Welcome to RMIT. My name is Peter Aylward. I'm the president of the Space Association of Australia. We're a local space interest group. We have monthly meetings at the Oakley RSL. And we have a weekly radio program, if anyone's interested in tuning in, on Southern FM. So we've been around for about 30 years, and we basically focus on space flight and technology. And we're very proud to have partnered with the Royal Aeronautical Society to bring tonight's event together for you. I think it's going to be a fascinating evening. I'm really looking forward to finding out why it was Neil Armstrong. And we look forward to a great evening. I'm going to hand over to Murray Stimson, who's the chairman of the Melbourne branch of the Royal Aeronautical Society, and he'll take you through the rest of the evening and introduce the speaker. Thanks, Murray.
Thanks, Peter. So, as the chairman of the Royal Aeronautical Society, it's a great pleasure to welcome you here this evening. Can I ask that everyone please make their phones silent? I agree, it should be a fascinating lecture, absolutely fascinating. So, but first, may I ask how many students we've got here this evening? High school, tertiary, students of any sort? So, yeah, that's probably close to a third or a half. Well, the Royal Aeronautical Society is next year is 150 years old, and for all that time we've believed that everyone should be involved in lifelong learning, so it should never stop. We should all be students. It's true today that aeronautics and astronautics are particularly unforgiving of any mistakes or even misperceptions. So continuing professional development is a mainstay, or the only way to achieve great things with the required safety. The Royal Aeronautical Society is the one multidisciplinary global institution dedicated to the advancement of the art and science of aeronautics, which includes astronautics. The Society has grades of membership for anyone, from those who've just got a passion in aviation through to professionals in the industry, and to those who've made great achievements in aeronautics. If you're interested in finding out more about that, you've hopefully picked up some brochures on the table over there, or you can ask me after the lecture, or go to our website. As we normally do after our monthly lectures, we will host James to dinner at a nearby restaurant in Lygon Street so that we can continue the conversation in more depth afterwards. So now on to introducing James. It's particularly appropriate for the Royal Aeronautical Society and the Space Association of Australia to jointly examine the question, first man on the moon, of all the people that it could have been chosen, why Neil Armstrong? Many people regard the first moon landing as the pinnacle of human achievement to date, yet it occurred over 45 years ago. Neil was at the very point of that pinnacle, yet remains even beyond his death nearly 3 years ago an unblemished icon of professionalism, capability and modesty. Professor James Hansen of Auburn University in Alabama is without doubt the foremost world expert on this question. And we're extremely grateful he could be with us this evening to share his insights into the question. His biography, First Man, is the only one where Neil and his first wife, Janet, cooperated fully and authorised the final product, which such was their modesty and distaste for the charade of celebrity. Of all the accolades the historic book received since publication in 2005, I regard the greatest of these to be the fact that in preparing the manuscript, James was granted over 50 hours of interviews with Neil, and a further 12 hours with Janet. Professor Hansen would himself not have been afforded the chance but for his long dedication to the history of great engineers and engineering achievement and professionalism in bringing those stories to the public. He has many publications and a list of awards for those publications far longer than I'm able to list here this evening. We're very thankful that Golf Week magazine has brought James to Australia so that he can play some of our finest golf courses and write reviews. What was it? Royal Melbourne yesterday and Kingston Heath this morning. Not bad. And I'm extremely thankful for Peter Aylward and the Space Association of Australia for bringing this lecture to our attention and for all the hard work of making this event happen. I'm also thankful to RMIT for making this venue available free of charge for a community lecture. Please hold all your questions until the end, when we'll have about 10 minutes for question time, and then we'll propose a vote of thanks. So there will be time for James to sign a few more books and sell a few more books at the end. But right now, please welcome, for tonight's lecture, Professor James Hansen.